We've pretty much accepted that novelists sometimes write works of fiction under a pseudonym. We call them pen names. But in Spain, a major dust-up is happening over the writer Carmen Mola, a Spanish novelist known for her dark thrillers. Her agent and publisher describe her as a professor in her 40s who lives in Madrid with her family. Mola recently won the largest literary prize in Spain, and with it, her true identity has been revealed. Carmen Mola is not a she, but rather three men. Joining us now to explain all of this is Maria Ramirez. She's deputy managing editor of the Spanish news outlet El Diario. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Tania.
Carmen Mola is much more than a pen name. She's a character constructed, as we said, by three male screenwriters. Who are they and why did they do this?
These are three guys called Jorge, Agustin, and Antonio, who were screenwriters. So now that we know that they are screenwriters for TV series, some of them very famous shows, very popular shows in Spain. But what we didn't know is that they were the three men behind this Carmen Mola that we thought in the last 3 years that she was a shy college professor that was sort of ashamed of writing very cruel thrillers about killing women.
These crime thrillers about killing women were quite popular among readers. These men who wrote the novels just won this literary prize for €1 million, and they're now turning these novels into television projects. It really does seem like they've benefited from this pseudonym.
Absolutely. The readers in Spain, and mostly women, and although it's not very common that you have a female author, because most of the authors are still men, around 60% are still men, but the readers are mostly women. And this particular prize is €1 million, so over $1 million, which is actually one of the biggest prizes in the world, not just in Spain. It's equivalent to the Nobel Prize in terms of money. So obviously it's a very big prize that is given by a very large publishing house in Spain called Planeta that also owns the rights of the TV production that they are planning to do. So it's turning up into a very big deal in terms of money and marketing.
And their agent and publisher knew all about this. They even facilitated these written interviews with this pen name, Carmen Mola. Are female authors more likely to be read in Spain?
Yeah, well, they are screenwriters, so clearly they plotted a character, let's say. So it's hard to tell if maybe female authors could be more read than male authors in Spain, although it's true that in the last year or so, there has been several bestsellers authored by women, by real women in Spain, particularly in the nonfiction category. But they went farther. They constructed this whole character, this whole persona.
You say that some readers and some journalists were upset by this. How have readers overall in Spain reacted? I mean, has there been major backlash over this?
There's been a bit of surprise. Well, there were like several symbolic gestures. There was this feminist bookstore in Spain who did a video just collecting all the volumes of Carmen Mola and just sending them back to the publishing house saying, well, there is already enough men taking up space in our bookshelves all over the country. So let's give this space to real women.
I mean, at the crux of all of this is whether having a fake identity changes the work itself or the intent of the work itself. What have you come to in your own assessment of this?
That's a very interesting debate, actually. If you can write with the voice of a woman being a man or the other way around, and how does affect the reader, it's hard to tell. Some readers I know were saying that actually they never thought Carmen Mola was a woman because of the cruelty and the gory details. But we see that there are many female authors of thrillers with very cruel and gory details. But it's definitely an interesting debate, and I think that if it's managed maybe in a less marketing point of view as this case, it could be also a way to just avoid being judged because of your gender, your race, or your status in society, and just being judged by what you write. It could be an interesting experiment, and that's the reasoning of some of the pen names from history, right?
That's Maria Ramirez, deputy managing editor of the Spanish news outlet El Diario. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.